Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yacht Rock Friday. Electric Light Orchestra, ELO to their friends. Talking about that evil woman.
Yeah.
I was going to go Sweet Talking Woman in honor of Justice Lynn Toler joining us again. Woo! Yeah, woman, and Noble Crust is on their way with more pizza. This is great. Oh, yeah. So just make some miles between you and there. I hope she brought her appetite because it's National Pizza Day.
Here comes the judge.
And here comes the judge. Your Honor, what's up? How you been?
I've been good. How you been?
Good. It's nice to see you.
Yeah.
You hungry?
Always good to
Got a lot of pizza for you if you're hungry. It's National
it
Pizza Day.
Great.
How you been keeping yourself busy?
I bought a house.
All right, congratulations.
To play in it. No, right. But not the one with my husband. Just another one to rehab.
Oh, yes.
And he says, it's cool, baby, but just don't stay there. You
right.
have to come home.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So that's my new big project.
All right, that's a good
I've
project.
I've always wanted to do that. So.
Heck yeah. Is it close to your existing house? Or is
yeah,
it a good
it's like a five-minute walk away.
Oh, there you go.
This is like a...
Yeah.
Is it because you watch all those house flipping shows on HGTV?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you figured you could do that too.
They got me by the throat.
Oh.
And I just was like, oh, and I started looking. It's, I want this one.
How long before it's ready?
Oh, listen, I bought it in August. I haven't done anything but put a TV set in. I got that. They stuff in the fridge.
Yep.
You know what I mean? In
sure.
a pool. So
absolutely.
I'm in no hurry.
Speaking of television, you can catch, of course, Divorce Court weekdays, 7 a.m. and 7:30 on More TV. Her Honor is back in town to do the Knights of Santiago parade. It's an annual tradition to have you here. This year we've got you and Jerry Springer. I mean, that's some star power.
I'm telling you, my parents are always impressed by the people I'm with. He goes, can I get tickets to Jerry Springer? You know, you really know him? I said, well, I don't know him yet, but I'll meet him.
Yeah, he's a good dude, and he was on the show yesterday by phone.
And he's as sharp as ever.
He is 74 years old?
Yeah.
And as sharp as it comes. Yes.
I would think all of you guys would know each other. It's like a small club, the TV club.
I've run into Steve Wilkos all the time,
okay.
but I
right.
just never ran into him. You know, right. it is a small club, and you do run into each other. We just never ran into each other.
Right. Well, you're going to run into each other tomorrow afternoon in beautiful Centro Ybor. We'll be down there from 3 to 6, broadcasting live with 102.5 The Bone.
So, Judge Toler, are you actually in the parade? Are you on a float?
I'm on a float.
Okay.
Yeah.
Throwing beads.
Did you do that last year?
I did that every year. And my aim is not bad. I ain't going to tell you. I do all right. Yeah, I don't throw like a girl.
do people ever throw the beads back at you?
No.
Okay.
They
good.
Just say, come on, you know what I mean?
No, they hoard the beads and they love the beads.
I got pretty good at it by the end there.
Since Her Honor is so good at mediating disputes between people, I thought we could bring up a couple of things that we've been through lately.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
Oh, no.
Since I've seen you last, Your Honor, I'm single for the first time since about 1998. It's scary. There's a frightening world out there that I was unaware of. I was given very good advice by Delilah, the radio legend, who I met a few weeks ago. She said, don't date listeners.
He's working on giving that up.
So A, I'm working on rehabbing myself there. B, where the hell do I find women if not on this radio show? And C, is it normal that a girl would just show up in the parking lot of a place where I said I might be on the radio and go, psst, come here, without us prearranging her.
It's normal, but it's not cool.
Okay.
You know what
that's
I mean?
What
that's what
about.
People do.
Right.
But if they're looking and waiting on you,
right.
you don't want to deal
no,
with them.
No, that's not cool.
That's just a bad right. sign.
Good.
That's just
yeah.
a bad
All
sign.
Right, cool.
I am a fan of doing odd things.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you know, I got a black belt in Taekwondo. But you meet Taekwondo people. You
right.
meet people you wouldn't meet at the club.
Yeah.
You go learn to cook or something. You go
book club.
Book club. Do something interesting and you meet regular, interesting people. You expand your whole dating pool.
All right. You know what I mean? So I got to find interesting things to do.
Yeah, and just do them. And then if you don't find nobody you like, you got a new talent.
That's right. All right, I'm going to do something different, guys.
Taekwondo.
No, Xander already has his black belt. I could learn that from him. That's my son.
I mean, are you going to shut down the buffet now?
Well, I mean, there is no more buffet. I've retreated from the dating circles, Your Honor, because it's just such a weird and scary. Women these days are just...
Well, they are when you're dating eight of them at a time, which is what he was doing.
I perhaps bit off a little more.
My son explained to me, you don't understand the modern day game. Women will hook up with you.
Right.
And he's just like, it's not work. You know, all you got to do is say, you.
Really?
Oh, I've been at lunch with him.
Yeah.
Met a woman on a Tuesday. It's Thursday. She's blowing up his phone. And I was like, girl, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No.
You know, you got to let him come for you.
Yes, thank
it's
you.
Much better
don't
that
be
way.
Clingy. The no, clingy don't be is for clingy. Peaches,
don't,
not women.
Don't be, you know. Oh, why won't you call me?
No.
Ah, no. Oh, you don't be available for
thank,
a while.
Thank
Make
you.
Make him a little crazy.
Thank you.
What about sending out those naked pictures on Snapchat? What do you think about that?
Uh-oh.
For adults on the radio.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
I don't do that a lot. I mistakenly did that. It was an egregious error in judgment on my behalf, Your Honor.
Show her the picture you sent.
I will definitely not in a million years.
Oh, come
show
on.
Her,
let me see.
No.
The towel picture.
No.
Let the judge make a ruling.
Leave it off my phone.
No.
That's cold. I miss all the good stuff.
Get it off my phone. I'm not sending out those anymore.
Well, good. It's not going to work for you.
I know. It's a bad thing to do.
But you know, it's very common.
I know.
And you know, I have a person that I had to hire just to go through all my message to all of those pics that
yes,
I get.
Right.
Whoa.
Just,
you
oh,
get
it's.
Pics?
You get pics?
What
kind people
of pics
send
you
it
get?
To you. You.
Wangs?
A member at Salute.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but do they think you're giving out a vibe that means you want to see that?
You don't strike me. You're not giving me that
on
vibe when I watch
regular,
you on TV.
I get those.
No comments, just a picture.
Just
a salute. Just a soldier.
My name's Mike. Here
right.
it is.
Here it is. Wow. That's bold.
Right?
That's bold.
Well, now, this might get weird. You wouldn't recognize any of those if you saw it, would you?
Even if I did, I wouldn't claim it.
No.
You had to hire somebody just to reply to those messages. What are they saying
back?
Well,
no, she goes through them so I don't have to see
them. Okay.
Because it's so much and it's really it's disconcerting. I'm too old for that.
Send them like some kind of legal, like threatening letter.
Yeah.
She just blocks them and everything, but I don't want to see them.
Uh-uh.
Is it flattering or not even close?
It is. It's. Why do you think that's interesting?
Yeah,
I don't. I have never.
Not to you.
I don't mean you.
I
don't know. I think what guys do is they just send them out, and they'll send out 20, and maybe one lady will respond, and that's enough to keep them going.
Why would you respond to that? That's the part I don't
get. Good
question. You can see one anywhere. They're not hard to find.
They're getting what they want right now. They know you're not going to respond.
They
want to make you
uncomfortable. Yep. And that's what it is.
And they don't have a chance anyway, so might as well,
Here's my soldier, salute.
And what they know is that, I bet she saw it. That's what they get out of it.
They're watching the Divorce Court every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7:30 going, that lady saw me.
What about women?
I don't get it. The closest I got was a dude who showed me his junk but while he was in a skirt.
Oh,
that you said odd stuff.
That is odd. That is.
Send me his name and number too.
Abnormal. That is so weird. Judge Lynn Toler is here. She'll be part of the Night of Santiago parade in Ybor tomorrow. We'll be down there from 3 to 6 with 102.5 The Bone.
We should run the Schmoo incident by her.
This is a good one.
What am?
So John comes in last week, very upset. He had some friends in town. He wanted to do a little karaoke, and the karaoke host had a policy of no profanity.
Mm-hmm.
He had a song that contained the B word, and John sang the B word because he knows the song very well. And the guy shut John down, just shut off his microphones, asked them to leave the stage. And then John tried to launch a sneak attack on the guy by calling him on the radio the next day. And all the guy did at the age of 84 years old is hand John his ass and tell him, brother, you come back to my show and I'll do the same thing again to you, brother. The Schmoo totally won us over. And I don't even know that there's any dispute anymore because we all agree that Schmoo rules and John sucks.
I went and visited the Schmoo for his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I've come a long way.
Yo. My thing is, my crib, my rules.
Yeah.
I can't run the rest of the world, but this little sucker that I'm bought right here,
yep.
This is mine, and if I don't like you doing it here, you know, my sons bring the girlfriends over. I said, y'all can't spend the night. But, Mom, I said, I don't care what you do. Boy, you can do it down the street, but you can't do it in my house. But, Mom,
How old are your sons?
22 and 26.
And they can't bring a girl over?
They can bring a girl over, but they can't go back in that room together. Because you know what they do.
Oh, I know what they do.
You know.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I know what y'all doing. Y'all can't do it here.
Yeah, go get a hotel or something.
I mean to tell you. Oh,
man, they better not go to that home that you're rehabbing either. You
Hide those keys.
Yeah.
Hide those dang keys.
They know you have that TV there, so.
That's all they need.
We have a friend whose wife likes to nibble on his special area.
Why does she need to know about that?
Well, that's I just like to run things by her that we've been talking about
Jeff
recently.
Jeff Cohen doesn't need to know. That's not anything she's interested in.
And I don't know if the word that we want to use is nibble.
That's right. It's really more of a gnaw.
I don't know this person you're speaking of.
Would you say it's more of a bite, a chomp?
I'm confused.
Me too.
Seth's wife likes to, like a corn on the cob, just like a on his...
Don't listen to these guys.
Honest thing.
They like busting my beanbags. I just have an 8-month-old daughter. We just had a baby. So that's raising her, and everything's great, Judge Stiller.
Yeah, trying to be a family man.
I'm a family man, is what I am.
Yes,
chomping right down.
I don't send pictures on Snapchat.
Nope.
I don't do any of that stuff.
I don't get it.
Bitten.
There's no biting.
What? What
it's
is it?
It's not my thing.
Is it more? What is
it's
it?
It's her thing.
What is it? Is it more of a? Show the Honorable Judge Lintola. This is more of a.
Does your wife listen to this show?
She does.
Yes, she does.
Do you get in trouble when you go home?
Sometimes, but not from this. She finds us to be quite humorous.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, because she knows that they're just exaggerating everything.
She's immune to it.
Yeah, she was in radio for 14 years.
Yeah. So she gets it. That's how they met. All right.
Yeah. Any other regular civilian would not put up with any of this.
Right.
Right.
So,
not at all.
Again is what now? The biting would be more like a...
You know, there's a lot of weird things that happen behind closed doors. Sometimes I talk about those things.
Yeah.
So, she does a little biting. Not me. That's her thing. I'm just there.
Yeah.
Right.
That doesn't make me a bad father.
No, you're a good dad.
I was out at the fair today playing corn toss with kids.
Sure were.
That's right.
Hey, and then there was that time when you guys were over in Dublin when you did a prostitute role-playing scenario, and then you actually gave her money, and you made her knock on the door in a nightie and act like she was your sex worker.
Do you know?
You sure your wife don't get mad at you when you get home?
Judge Toller, do you know last week at this time I won a community hero award at the radio station?
Because they just lighten you up over here.
Listen,
Lord.
I know. They gave me a big check for $500 and they said I was a community hero. So despite whatever
I'm hearing today,
this is not me. And Judge Toller last year and you can go back to, trying to make me feel uncomfortable.
Sure.
She made a donation to Apple a day. Yeah, we had her on the phone.
You
made a donation right away, so thank you so much.
You are more than welcome.
We've had some kids in the studio recently, a beautiful 17-year-old girl. Didn't you say she just got fitted for her wig?
Yeah. She has cancer, and her dad just passed away from cancer in September.
I went to Johns Hopkins this morning. We did the cancer ward.
At the All Children's?
It's just like you don't know how lucky you are until you see something like that. Worn out mothers, kids trying to make it.
Yeah.
It was like...
Did you get a bite to eat while you were there?
No.
Oh, it's a really good cafeteria.
I was just being silly all day long, which they enjoy because they couldn't, it was like, oh my God, it's the girl from TV. Give them a little jolt.
Give me a heads up next time you're going. We'll go to get a meal at the best cafeteria in all the Tampa Bay area.
In that
hospital. I sometimes go there just for the food.
Hospital food?
Yeah.
It's amazing hospital food. I can't stop raving about it at the All Children's Hospital right up the road. I know. You wouldn't expect it.
I'll bring you next time.
All right, good.
It's like a Wawa and a Pizza Hut.
All
a
combined
7-Eleven.
In a one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great hospital food.
Judge
Lynn Toler is here. She will be with me at the Ybor Night Parade tomorrow. We'll be out there with the Bone from 3 to 6. The parade's right afterwards.
So are you on a float this year?
Huh?
Or are you leaving early? What's your plan?
Huh?
Yeah, are you on the same float as Jerry Springer and Judge Lynn?
No. I have my own plan.
He's got his own situation.
I got my own thing going on.
I think he's leaving early. I think this is...
No, see, here's my tradition. Every year they say, would you like to ride on the a float in the parade? And every year I go, absolutely, sure thing. Yeah, no problem. Come find me. And then every year, as soon as it's 6:01, I am in my happy car. I'm driving my happy ass back home,
right home
and getting out of Ybor City. Because, man, I can't deal with all that stuff.
No, it's a lot going on.
It's a young man's game. It is a young man's game, and I'm not a young man.
Yeah.
Old man.
What's your impression of Tampa, Florida? Because we were playing a podcast on the other day, and they were just trashing all Florida and mostly Tampa Bay. So you come here, you know, once a year. What's your impression of the area?
I don't think that I have a good thing to say, because I just come during this period, and y'all party like rock stars. So to me, it's just fabulous.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, tonight I'm going to dinner, then an after party, then there's an after party to the after party. And I'm, you know what I mean? I'm trying to pace myself so I don't fall out in between. So to me, Tampa is fun city. Yeah. I don't know what it's
accurate.
Like the rest of the year.
That's
but
accurate.
When I'm down here, it's lit up.
Yeah, she always sees the good times.
Yeah, good. That's all there are.
And live.
Good. That's all there are. That's all there are good times here in Tampa. Well, thank you for paying us a visit as always. We'll see you tomorrow, of course, downtown Ybor City, Centro Ybor. We'll be there from 3 to 6 with The Bone broadcasting live. It is an honor to see you as always. Congratulations
always
on your sustained success. You're amazing. We love you. And we'll see you tomorrow.
It's all right. Love you right back, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.